Welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show podcast. Think of it like a magazine or a box of chocolates. You never know what you'll get. From politics to pop culture, healthcare to legal issues, it's all here. And my behind-the-wheel chats are personal observations created especially for you on podcast only. Enjoy.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hi, welcome back to the Lisa Wexler Show. Joining us now is Dr. Elena Ratner, who is a surgeon at Yale New Haven Medical. She specializes in gynecological cancer. She was quoted extensively in the New York Times on Friday when asked about Kate Middleton and what it meant when Kate Middleton gave her own video taped disclosure of what she has been facing. Dr. Ratner, welcome back to the Lisa Wexler Show. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Lisa, so much for having me.
So, okay, so can I call you Elena? Because otherwise I'm going to feel weird. Elena, when you heard the video clip from Kate Middleton, what flooded your thoughts? What did you think she was actually saying?
You know, Lisa, when I heard the video, I think just like so many of us, I was just so sad for her. And I so felt everything that she's going through and even the way that she was describing her experience, which isn't very typical in my world, how when women are diagnosed with cancer, not only is their world broken, but mostly they worry about their children and their family and how it affects them. So, you know, I think just like all of us, I was just certainly so sad for her and so upset that at such a young age, she has to go through this. But, you know, it's also an opportunity. It's also an opportunity for us to yet again talk loudly and bluntly about cancer and how cancer scares no one and how cancer nowadays is being diagnosed more and more in young ages in unexpected settings. You know, we used to think that cancer is just something that affects, you know, men and women in their 80s, and that's just unfortunately not the case. You know, we used to think that affects, you know, people who smoke or people who did something to increase their risk, but unfortunately, that's just not the case. Cancer can affect anybody. It can come out of nowhere. It can be completely based on nothing, and you did nothing wrong. And it's just a genetic mutation or other diseases that you have that predispose you to such early onset, like in her case.
She's only 42 years old. Now, she was going in for abdominal surgery, and she was already scheduled to be in the hospital for 10 days. I know people that have gone in for all kinds of abdominal surgery, but in today's miraculous modern world that you practice in, Dr. Ratner, most people don't stay in the hospital for 10 days. What kind of conditions did they think that she had that would have required her to stay in the hospital for so long?
You know, it's just so hard to predict, like it's very difficult to guess, but it is not uncommon at times for women and for men to stay in the hospital for a long period of time if their surgery was not minimally invasive. you know, how I always tell you that nowadays, you know, I do these big, big cancer surgeries with like tiny little incisions and robotically, and women are able to go home same day or next day, whereas, you know, 5-7 years ago, they would have stayed in the hospital 7 to 10 days. So it is not uncommon, especially if the surgery is not done minimally invasive, for women to stay in the hospital longer. In particular, if the surgery involves bowel, if there's a bowel dissection or some piece of bowel that has to be resected and then put back together, then women stay in the hospital longer because you need to wait for the bowel function to return before they can go home.
Okay. And bowel resection, that can be from all kind of things. We know that Kate, and she talked about this, she had unusually difficult pregnancies. She had that disease that a small percentage of women have where they have to be hospitalized because they can't...
Hyperemesis gravidum.
Yeah. That's it. That one.
Yeah.
So I can never remember the name. So that one. So can that have a long-term impact on your colon, Dr. Ratner?
No, not at all. Not at all.
No.
What she
okay.
had that she talked about was that she had profound nausea and vomiting in the early stages of pregnancy. That is not common, but yet that is not anything that gives you sequelae. But, you know, irritable bowel or inflammatory bowel syndrome does. You know, women and men who have Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, for example, which are benign conditions, but they increase risk of cancer, could undergo this planned abdominal surgery for bowel resection, and then cancer could be found later.
So, in other words, if that was it, then maybe she had some of her bowel taken out and then the rest of it sewn back together because some of it is so scarred or, right, it's just causing her so much problem. And then that could take a long healing. And then when they're looking under a microscope and biopsy the tissue they've removed, that could be what she's talking about.
Yeah, that's, you know, there's no way to guess, of course, but yes, any surgery that involves bowel work could have a long hospital stay. Also, any big surgery, you know, sometimes when I do surgeries for ovarian cancer and I do a lot of resection of cancer, sometimes women end up, you know, it's certainly not common, but sometimes women end up staying longer. So I think that alone could not really kind of predict and decide what it might have been.
There's been a lot of speculation. We're chatting with Dr. Elena Ratner of Yale. There's been a lot of speculation that maybe she is suffering from a gynecological cancer, ovarian or uterine. What should we know about that kind of cancer, Dr. Ratner? Are there adequate screening? Is there something you recommend all women do that maybe our doctors aren't telling us to do? Because it's a very insidious disease and very often not discovered until late stages.
Yeah. So, Lisa, you know, as sad as it is, again, for Kate Middleton to be going through this, I do think that this gives us all an opportunity to talk about this and bring in the open and remind ourselves to listen to your bodies, to be aware how you feel. You're exactly correct. Ovarian cancers have very subtle, very vague symptoms. And that is why these cancers, unfortunately, are still diagnosed at such late stages. You know, in the older days, we used to say, you know, there's just nothing you can do. Women don't have symptoms until late stage, and, you know, it's just always going to be like that. But we now know this is not the case. We know from some really good studies published by others, published by me, that women unquestionably have symptoms early on, even when they have early cancer, stage 1 and stage 2. But those symptoms are vague, you know, some bowel discomfort, some bladder discomfort, clothes not fitting very well, getting up at nighttime, like vague symptoms like that. And it's important, Lisa, to remember that these symptoms, of course, are also totally normal. You know,
right.
Any woman who's
right.
having menstrual periods or perimenopause and menopause experiences these. The difference is that the women who ended up being discovered with ovarian cancer had these symptoms every single day for 2 weeks.
Oh.
Whereas women, where it's hormonal, it comes and goes.
Ah, every single day for 2 weeks. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The other thing we say is that women who nowadays are diagnosed in my office with advanced ovarian cancer have had this cancer for a good 18 to 24 months, we think. And some of the literature, again, published by others, published by us, is that these women have seen 6 different medical providers before before they're finally diagnosed appropriately and finally see me. And that's also such an important point, that women need to pay attention to their bodies. They need to listen to their bodies. And when they know that something is wrong, they need to find a physician, they need to find a provider, and make sure that they're getting the care that they demand, that they deserve. You know, because very frequently women with these symptoms are seen by all kinds of different providers. And those providers, you know, do a good job and clear, you know, clear their bowels or clear their bladder, but they do not piece it together to think that this all could be coming from the ovarian cancer. So it is just so, so we as women just have to be the best advocates for ourselves and demand what we need from medical providers. You know, I do a lot of work, not just to educate women about signs and symptoms that they might experience, but also to educate medical providers about what to listen for and what to hear and what to do to try to find these cancers early.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Yeah, I know you and Kylie Zagger founded a nonprofit devoted to teaching other doctors about signs and symptoms of ovarian cancer so women wouldn't have to go to six different doctors. You know, years ago, Elena, I interviewed Fran Drescher. And, you know, ultimately, she was never able to have children. And the reason was because she had uterine cancer. And so she had to have a complete hysterectomy in her early years when she was very young. She went to 11 doctors before somebody said, oh, no, that's what's wrong with you.
That's right. And that's what we see over and over again, And it's not that the physicians that these women see are bad physicians. They're great physicians. They see, you know, their specialty. They check women out for what their expertise is. It's just so important that we in medical profession don't just look at an organ, you know, that we see the woman as a woman, you know, as a whole body and try to piece together what it is that could be causing the symptoms and frequently think of these, of the gynecologic cancers that give such vague symptoms.
Well, other than going in and looking at the organ and taking some biopsy cells, do ultrasounds show anything? In other words, what's the scan? What is a test other than invasive surgery to see whether or not somebody has ovarian cancer?
Yeah, so that's an excellent question, Lisa. So, yes, I very much recommend ultrasounds. You know, ultrasounds are the best tests that we can do to look at the ovaries, the fallopian tubes, or the uterus. You know, granted, there's been a lot of studies, a lot of literature, and ultrasounds have not been effective in preventing ovarian cancer or even finding it early when you do that prophylactically, you know, when you do it just like every 6 months, every year in women who are high risk. Unfortunately, the study showed that the ultrasounds really did not make a huge difference in that kind of early diagnosis. But if somebody's having symptoms or you know, you feel something on the exam, the most important thing, of course, is the physical examination. And then after that, the ultrasound will unquestionably give us a very good look at the uterus and at the ovaries and at the fallopian tubes.
When you say the physical, so what you're saying is to women who think that they can ignore their yearly checkup with their gynecologist, you really shouldn't. That's what I'm hearing you say.
Oh, so true, Lisa, so true. So much of what we can do for prevention and early detection is that, you know, routine care, you know, pap smears, mammograms, colonoscopies, like so much. And everything is a piece of the puzzle, you know, and there's no one thing that kind of give you definitive, you know, escape. But everything together, really good, constant care is what women need. You know, and another really, really important thing to know is your genetic mutation. You know, it is so important for women to know what they are at risk for. You know, so much research is being done now in cancers, in chemotherapy and immunotherapy and targeted therapies, and treatments for ovarian cancer are now so much better and so much more personalized and targeted. But nevertheless, it is a very difficult cancer to treat and to cure and for women to go through. You know, early detection, like I mentioned a few minutes ago, unfortunately, is also challenging because of these vague symptoms, because of the ultrasounds are not so great. So the best thing for sure is not even to cure cancer or not even to catch it early, but not to get it in the first place. And that's why it is so important that women know their risk. I don't know if you remember Angelina Jolie many years back wrote an editorial in the New York Times to talk about, like, what are you at risk for? What genes do you have that predispose you to different cancers? And at that time, it used to be really expensive and prohibitive. Now it's not. Now it's very affordable. And I'm a huge proponent that everybody needs to know their family history, needs to know what cancers run in their family, need to understand what increased their risk, what decreased their risk, and then also what genetic mutations they possibly could carry, because that would, you know, that would prevent cancer if you knew you were at high risk.
So that's really interesting, Dr. Ratner, because I have a internist who knows me since I'm 29, Dr. Steinberg. I've got my regular OBGYN, who's no longer really doing OB, but, you know, I don't need OB. And no one has ever suggested to me, Lisa, let's do a genetic panel. My daughter, when she was pregnant, right, prenatally, she was screened for a million different things. Thankfully, everything was negative. But I don't even know how I would begin. Who would I go to? How would I do that?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. And, also, certain ethnic populations are at much higher risk for sort of genetic, you know,
right.
Like women who are Ashkenazi Jewish.
That's me. I'll raise my hand. Right.
And me as well. And have a much higher risk of having BRCA mutations or other mutations. So, but Ashkenazi Jewish women, you know, in the older days, we used to think, oh, it's only Ashkenazi Jewish women that are at higher risk. We now know that's at all not the case. You know, there's Italian population, there's Mexican women of Mexican ethnicity that also have a high prevalence of the genetic mutations. So what one would need is genetic counselors. You know, there's genetic counselors that are available who would take your pedigree, who would make a whole big family tree and really kind of delineate what you're at risk for. You know, a lot of people do like 23andMe and those kind of tests, which also give you information. But of course, they're not medically, you know, inclined and designed.
I see. So a genetic counselor, that's where you begin. Do you know if insurance covers this, or this is something that you have to invest in your health? What is this?
You know, most of the time, you know, especially if you have some sort of risks and you have some family history, insurances would cover it. You know, again, years back, it used to be like $3,000, $2,900 for Myriad. It used to be the only one who used to have pen. And, you know, a lot of work went in to make sure that that pen no longer exists. And now many different companies are able to provide genetic testing like that. And right now it's much more affordable, even if your insurance company doesn't cover it.
That's really interesting. Dr. Elaine Ratner, you're such a wealth of information. When you heard Kate, I mean, and admittedly, she was without makeup, Kate Middleton, Princess Kate, and she was being as heartfelt as she wanted to be. Did you feel like she should go one step further and tell us the kind of cancer? Or how did you feel about that, or not judge it one way or another? What did you think about that?
At least I have a lot of feelings about that. I feel that she deserves any privacy that she wants. I feel that as is, she was pushed in this position. And I see this, you know, beyond her. I see this all the time with my women, with my patients, who have so much on their plate, who worry about their kids, who worry about their husbands, who worry about the families, because, you know, indeed, women most, you know, the glue to the family, and there's so many things that they're juggling. So, no, I do not feel like she owes us anything, you know, even her disclosing this, I hope was a healthy thing for her, and she didn't feel like she had to be put on the spot. You know, I feel like she's such an amazing human being that she will turn this around, and she will turn this to advocacy and to education and to, you know, for everybody to feel that they're not alone when they're diagnosed with cancer. But for sure, she deserves any privacy that she wants.
Right. So for right now, she needs to focus on her own healing and her own situation. Right. And then, God willing, she'll have a long time and a lot of years. If she wants to, she can go out and head all kind of charities and do whatever she wants to do. But right now, she's in shock, poor thing. She is. She's in shock. Yeah. Well, I hope her prognosis is good. I hope in today's world of advances in medical treatment that she'll be okay, because it would be heartbreaking to think of any other possibility, right?
For sure.
Dr. Elena Ratner at Yale, thank you so much for coming on the show and being a force for women and education and healing. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lisa. You know, I feel the same about you. Thank you so much.
Bye, sweetheart. Bye. That's Dr. Elena Ratner of Yale. You should never need her, but if you need her, she's quite extraordinary, and she's there for us as women. We'll be right back.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you heard, please share it with your friends. And as always, feel free to contact me at Lisa@lisawexler.com.